Ulysses, Disc 15.
Episode 11. Bronze by Gold heard the hoof irons, steely ringing. Imperthenthen, thenthenthen. Chips, picking chips off rocky thumbnail, chips. Horrid! And Gold flushed more. A husky fife note blew. Blue. Blue, blue, mis on the... Gold pinnacled hair. A jumping rose on satiny breast of satin, rose of Castile. Trilling, trilling, Idolores. Peep, who's in the peep of Gold? Tink cried to Bronze in pity. And a call, pure, long and throbbing, long in dying call. Decoy, soft word, but look, the bright stars fade. Notes chirruping answer, O Rose Castile, the morn is breaking. Jingle, jingle, jaunted jingling. Coin rang, clock clacked. A vowel, sonne, I could. Rebound of garter, not leave thee, smack. La cloche, thigh smack. A vowel, warm. Sweetheart, goodbye. Jingle, blue. Boomed crashing chords when love absorbs. War, war, the tympanum. A sail, a veil, a wave upon the waves. Lost, throstle fluted. All is lost now. Horn, haw-horn. When first he saw, alas, full top, full throb, warbling, ah, lure, alluring, Martha, come, clap, clap, clip, clap, clappy, clap. Good God, he never heard in all. Death bald Pat brought pad, knife took up. A moonlit night call, far, far. I feel so sad. P.S. So lonely blooming. Listen. The spiked and winding coal sea horn. Have you the each and for other plash and silent roar? Pearls, when she lists rhapsodies. Hiss. You don't? Did not, no, believe. Lid, lid. With a cock, with a cara. Black, deep sounding. Do, Ben, do. Wait while you wait. Hee, hee. Wait while you hee. But wait. Low in dark middle earth. Embedded ore. Namine, damine. Preacher is he. All gone, all fallen. Tiny, her tremulous fern foils of maiden hair. Amen. He gnashed in fury. Fro, to, fro. A baton cool protruding. Bronze Lydia by Minigold. By bronze, by gold, in ocean green of shadow. Bloom, old bloom. One rap. One tapped, with a curra, with a cock. Pray for him, pray, good people. His gouty fingers knackering. Big Benaben, big Ben-Ben. Last rose Castile of summer, left bloom, I feel so sad, alone. Phwee, little wind piped we. True men. Lid Kirkow. De and doll. Aye, aye. Like you men. We'll lift your schink with schunk. Ooh. Wear bronze from anear. Where gold from afar, where hoofs. Cra, candle. Then, not till then, my epitaph be frit. Done. Begin.
Bronze by gold, Miss Deuce's head by Miss Kennedy's head, over the cross-blind of the Ormond Bar, heard the viceregal hoofs go by, ringing steel.
"Is that her?"
asked Miss Kennedy. Miss Deuce said yes, sitting with his ex, pearl grey and O'Donnell. "Exquisite contrast," Miss Kennedy said. When all agog Miss Deuce said eagerly, "Look at the fella in the tall silk."
"Who? Where?"
Gold asked more eagerly.
"In the second carriage,"
Miss Deuce's wet lips said, laughing in the sun.
"He's looking mine till I see."
She darted, bronze, to the backmost corner, flattening her face against the pane in a halo of hurried breath. Her wet lips tittered.
"He's killed looking back,"
she laughed.
"Oh, wept! Aren't men frightful idiots?"
With sadness, Miss Kennedy sauntered sadly from bright light, twining a loose hair behind an ear. Sauntering sadly, gold no more, she twisted, twined a hair. Sadly she twined in sauntering, gold hair behind a curving ear. "It's them has the fine times," sadly then she said. A man, Blue Who, went by Moulang's pipes, bearing in his breast the sweets of sin, by wine's antiques, in memory bearing sweet, sinful words, by Carol's dusky battered plate, for Raoul. The boots to them in the bar, them barmaids, came. For them, unheeding him, he banged on the counter his tray of chattering china, and, "There's your teas," he said. Miss Kennedy, with manners, transposed the tea tray down to an upturned lithia crate, safe from eyes, low.
"What is it?"
Loud Boots unmannerly asked.
"Find out,"
Miss Deuce retorted, leaving her spying point.
"Your bow, is it?"
A haughty bronze replied, "I'll complain to Mrs. De Massey on you if I hear any more of your impertinent insolence."
Impertun-tun, tun-tun-tun.
Boots and Out sniffed rudely as he retreated, as she threatened, as he had come. Bloom. On her flower frowning, Miss Deuce said, "Most aggravating that young brat is. If he doesn't conduct himself, I'll wring his ear for him a yard long." Ladylike, in exquisite contrast, "Take no notice," Miss Kennedy rejoined. She poured in a teacup tea, then back in the teapot tea. They cowered under their reef of counter, waiting on footstools, crates upturned, waiting for their teas to draw. They poured their blouses, both of black satin, 2 and 9 a yard, waiting for their teas to draw, and 2 and 7. Yes, bronze from anear, by gold from afar, heard steel from anear, hoofs ring from afar, and heard steel hoofs ring, hoof ring steel. "Am I awfully sunburnt?" Miss Bronze unbloused her neck.
"No,"
said Miss Kennedy.
"It gets brown after. Did you try the borax with the cherry laurel water?"
Miss Deuce half stood to see her skin askance in the bar mirror, gilded lettered, where hock and claret glasses shimmered, and in their midst a shell.
"And leave it to my hands," she said.
"Try it with the glycerine," Miss Kennedy advised. Bidding her neck and hands adieu, Miss Deuce,
Those things only bring out a rash, replied, receded. I asked that old fogey in Boyd's for something for me skin.
Miss Kennedy, pouring now a full-drawn tea, grimaced and prayed.
Oh, don't remind me of him, for mercy's sake.
But wait till I tell you, Miss Deuce entreated.
Sweet tea, Miss Kennedy, having poured with milk, plugged both two ears with little fingers.
No, don't, she cried. I won't listen, she cried.
But Bloom?
Miss Deuce grunted in snuffy fogey's tone.
For your what? Says he.
Miss Kennedy unplugged her ears to hear, to speak, but prayed again.
Don't let me think of him or I'll expire. The hideous old wretch. That night in the ancient concert rooms.
She sipped distastefully her brew. Hot tea, a sip, sipped. Sweet tea.
Here he was, Miss Stu said, cocking her bronze head three quarters, ruffling her nose wings. Hoof! Hoof!
Shrill shriek of laughter sprang from Miss Kennedy's throat. Miss Deuce huffed and snorted down her nostrils that quivered imperthumpen like a snout in quest.
Oh! Shrieking, Miss Kennedy cried. Will you ever forget his goggle eye?
Miss Deuce chimed in deep bronze laughter, shouting,
And your other eye?
Blue Hoo's dark eye read Aaron Figatner's name.
Why do I always think figather?
Gathering figs, I think.
And Prosper Lowry's Huguenot name.
By Barcy's Blessed Virgins, Bloom's dark eyes went by.
Blue-robed, white under. Come to me. God they believe she is, or goddess. Those today, I could not see. That fellow spoke, a student, after with Dedalus's son. He might be Mulligan. All comely virgins. That brings those rakes the fellas in. Her white.
By went his eyes.
The sweets of sin. Sweet are the sweets of sin.
In a giggling peal, young gold-bronze voices blended. Deuce with Kennedy, your other eye. They threw young heads back, bronze giggle-gold, to let free fly their laughter, screaming, your other, signals to each other, high-piercing notes. Ah, panting, sighing, sighing, ah, foredone, their mirth died down. Miss Kennedy lipped her cup again, raised, drank a sip, and giggle-giggled. Miss Deuce, bending over the tea-tray, ruffled again her nose and rolled droll, fattened eyes. Again Kenny giggles, stooping, her fair pinnacles of hair, stooping, her tortoise nape-comb showed, spluttered out of her mouth her tea, choking in tea and laughter, coughing with choking, crying,
Oh, greasy eyes! Imagine being married to a man like that! She cried, with his bit of beard.
Deuce gave full vent to a splendid yell, a full yell of full woman, delight, joy, indignation.
Married to the greasy nose, she yelled.
Shrill with deep laughter, after gold, after bronze, they urged each to peal after peal, ringing in changes, bronze, gold, gold, bronze, shrill deep, to laughter after laughter. And then laughed more. Greasy, I knows,
exhausted, breathless, their shaken heads they laid, braided and pinnacled, by glossy combed, against the counter-ledge, all flushed, oh, panting, sweating, oh, all breathless. Married to bloom, to grease their bloom. Oh, saints above, Miss Dew said, sighed above her jumping rose. I wish I hadn't laughed so much. I feel all wet. Oh, Miss Deuce, Miss Kennedy protested, you horrid thing, and flushed yet more. You horrid, more goldenly.
By Cantwell's offices roved Grease Abloom. By Chapey's virgins, bright of their oils. Nanetti's father hawked those things about, wheedling at doors, as I. Religion pays. Must see him for that par. Eat first. I want... not yet. At four, she said. Time ever passing. Clock hands turning. On. Where eat? The Clarence. Dolphin. On. For Raoul. Eat. If I net 5 guineas with those ads. The violet silk petticoats. Not yet. The sweets of sin. Flushed less, still less, goldenly paled. Into their bar strolled Mr. Dedalus. Chips, picking chips off one of his rocky thumbnails. Chips. He strolled. Oh, welcome back, Miss Deuce. He held her hand. Enjoyed her holidays. Tip-top. He hoped she had nice weather in Ross Trevor. Gorgeous, she said. Look at the holy show I am. Lying out on the strand all day. Bronze whiteness. That was exceedingly naughty of you, Mr. Dedalus told her, and pressed her hand indulgently. Tempting poor simple males. Miss Deuce of Satin deuced her arm away. Oh, go away, she said. You're very simple, I don't think. He was. Well, now I am, he mused. I looked so simple in the cradle, they christened me Simple Simon. You must have been a doty, Miss Deuce made answer. And what did the doctor order today? Well, no, he mused. Whatever you say yourself. I think I'll trouble you for some fresh water and a half glass of whisky.
Jingle.
With the greatest alacrity, Miss Deuce agreed. With grace of alacrity towards the mirror gilt Cantrell and Cochran's, she turned herself. With grace she tapped a measure of gold whisky from her crystal keg. Forth from the skirt of his coat, Mr. Dedalus brought pouch and pipe. Alacrity she served. He blew through the flue 2 husky 5 notes. By Jove, he mused, I often wanted to see the Mourne Mountains. Must be a great tonic in the air down there. But a long threatening comes at last, they say. Yes, yes.
Yes, he fingered shreds of hair. Her maiden hair, her mermaids, into the bowl. Chips, shreds, musing, mute. None, naught, said nothing. Yes.
Gaily, Miss Deuce polished a tumbler, trilling, O Idilores, Queen of the Eastern Seas. Was Mr. Lidwell in today? In came Lenehan,
Round him peered Lenehan. Mr. Bloom reached Essex Bridge. Yes, Mr. Bloom crossed Bridge of Essex.
To Martha I must write. By paper. Dailies. Girl there, Sybil.
Bloom, old Bloom. Blue Bloom is on the rye.
He was in at lunchtime,
Miss Douce said. Lenehan came forward.
Was Mr. Boylan looking for me?
He asked. She answered.
Miss Kennedy, was Mr. Boylan in while I was upstairs?
She asked. Miss Voice of Kennedy answered. A second teacup poised, her gaze upon a page.
No, he was not.
Miss Gaze of Kennedy heard, not seen, read on. Lenehan, round the sandwich bell, wound his round body round.
Peep! Who's in the corner?
No glance of Kennedy rewarding him, he yet made overtures. To mind her stops, to read only the black ones, round O and crooked S. Jingle, jaunty jingle. Girl Gold, she read and did not glance. Take no notice. She took no notice while he read by rote a sulphur fable for her, plappering flatly.
Ah, fox met ah, stork, said the fox to the stork. Will you put your bill down in my throat and pull up ah bone?
He droned in vain. Miss Douce turned to her tea aside. He sighed, aside.
Ah, me! Oh, my!
He greeted Mr. Dedalus and got a nod.
Greetings from the famous son of a famous father.
Who may he be?
Mr. Dedalus asked. Lenehan opened most genial arms.
Who? Who may he be? He asked. Can you ask?
Stephen, the youthful bard.
Dry.
Mr. Dedalus, famous father, laid by his dry, filled pipe.
I see, he said. I didn't recognize him for the moment. I hear he's keeping very select company. Have you seen him lately?
He had.
I quaffed the nectar bowl with him this very day, said Lenehan, in Mooney's on the eel and in Mooney's sur mer.
He had received the rhino for the labour of his muse. He smiled at Bronze's tea-bathed lips, at listening lips and eyes.
The elite of Erin hung upon his lips. The ponderous pundit Hugh McHugh, Dublin's most brilliant scribe and editor, and that minstrel boy of the Wild Wet West, who is known by the euphonious appellation of O'Madden Burke.
After an interval, Mr. Dedalus raised his grog and,
"That must have been highly diverting," said he. "I see."
"He see?" He drank, with faraway morning mountain eye, set down his glass. He looked towards the saloon door.
I see you have moved the piano.
The tuner was in today, Miss Douce replied, tuning it for the smoking concert, and I never heard such an exquisite player.
Is that a fact?
Didn't he, Miss Kennedy? The real classical, you know. And blind too, poor fellow. Not 20, I'm sure he was.
Is that a fact?
Mr. Dedalus said. He drank and strayed away.
So sad to look at his face,
Miss Douce condoled.
God's curse on bitches, bastard.
Tink, to her pity, cried a diner's bell. To the door of the bar and dining room came bald Pat, came bothered Pat, came Pat, waiter of Ormond. Lager for Dinah. lager without alacrity, she served. With patience, Lenehan waited for Boylan, with impatience, for Jingle Jaunty Blazer's boy. Upholding the lid, he, who, gazed in the coffin. Coffin? At the oblique triple, piano wires. He pressed, the same who pressed indulgently her hand, soft pedalling a triple of keys to see the thicknesses of felt advancing, to hear the muffled hammerfall in action. Two sheets cream vellum paper, one reserve, two envelopes. When I was in Wisdom Healy's, Wise Bloom in Daly's, Henry Flower bought. Are you not happy in your home? Flower to console me, and a pincut's love. Means something, language of flower. Was it a daisy? Innocence, that is. Respectable girl, meet after mass. Thanks awfully muchly. Wise Bloom eyed on the door a poster. A swaying mermaid smoking mid nice waves. Smoke, mermaids. Coolest whiff of all. Hair streaming. Lovelorn. For some man. For Raoul. He eyed and saw afar on Essex Bridge a gay hat riding on a jaunting car. It is. Again. Third time. Coincidence. Jingling on supple rubbers, it jaunted from the bridge to Ormond Quay. Follow. Risk it. Go quick. At four. Near now. Out.
Twopence, sir, the shop girl dared to say.
Aha, I was forgetting. Excuse.
And four.
At four, she.
Winsomely, she, on blue him whom, smiled.
Blue smy quicko. Ternoon. Think you're the only pebble on the beach? Does that to all. For men.
In drowsy silence, Gold bent on her page. From the saloon a call came, long in dying. That was a tuning fork the tuner had that he forgot that he now struck. A call again. That he now poised, that it now throbbed. You hear? It throbbed, pure, purer, softly and softlier. Its buzzing prongs. Longer in dying call. Pat paid for Dinah's pop-corked bottle, and over tumbler, tray and pop-corked bottle, ere he went, he whispered, bald and bothered, with Miss Deuce.
The bright stars fade.
A voiceless song sang from within, singing.
The morn is breaking.
A duodene of bird notes chirruped bright treble answer under sensitive hands. Brightly the keys, all twinkling, linked, all harpsichording, called to a voice to sing the strain of dewy morn, of youth, of love's leaf-taking, life's, love's morn.
The dewdrops pearl.
Lenehan's lips over the counter lisped a low whistle of decoy.
But look this way, he said, Rose of Castile.
Jingle jaunted by the curb and stopped. She rose and closed her reading. Rose of Castile, fretted, forlorn, dreamily rose.
Did she fall, or was she pushed? He asked her.
She answered, slighting, Ask no questions, and you'll hear no lies. Like lady,
ladylike. Blazes Boylan's smart tan shoes creaked on the bar floor where he strode. Yes, gold from an ear, by bronze from afar. Lenehan heard and knew, and hailed him. See, the conquering hero comes. Between the car and window, warily walking, went Bloom, unconquered hero. See me, he might. The seat he sat on, warm. Black, wary he-cat walked towards Richie Goulding's legal bag, lifted aloft, saluting. And I from thee. I heard you were round, said Blazes Boylan. He touched, to fair Miss Kennedy, a rim of his slanted straw. She smiled on him, but Sister Bronze outsmiled her, preening for him her richer hair, a bosom and a rose. Smart Boylan bespoke potions. What's your cry? Glass of bitter? Glass of bitter, please, and a slow gin for me. Wire in yet? Not yet. At four, she... Who said four? Cowley's red lugs and bulging apple in the door of the sheriff's office. Avoid. Goulding a chance. What is he doing in the Ormond? Car waiting. Wait. Hello. Where off to? Something to eat? I too was just in here. What, Ormond? Best value in Dublin. Is that so? Dining room. Sit tight there. See, not be seen. I think I'll join you. Come on. Richie led on. Bloom followed bag. Dinner fit for a prince. Miss Deuce reached high to take a flagon, stretching her satin arm, her bust, that all but burst so high.
Oh, oh,
jerked Lennon, gasping at each stretch.
Oh!
But easily she seized her prey and led it low in triumph. Why don't you grow? Asked Blazes Boylan. She Bronze, dealing from her oblique jar thick syrupy liquor for his lips, looked as it flowed.
Flour in his coat? Who gave him?
And syrupped with her voice. Fine goods in small parcels. That is to say, she... Neatly she poured slow syrupy slow. Here's fortune, Blazes said. He pitched a broad coin down. Coin rang. Hold on, said Lenehan, till I... Fortune, he wished, lifting his bubbled ale. Sceptre will win in a canter, he said. I plunged a bit, said Boylan, winking and drinking. Not on my own, you know. Fancy of a friend of mine. Lenehan still drank and grinned at his tilted ale, and at Miss Deuce's lips that all but hummed, not shut, the ocean song her lips had trilled, Idolores, the eastern seas. Clock whirred. Miss Kennedy passed their way.
Flower? Wonder who gave?
Bearing away tea tray. Clock clacked. Miss Deuce took Boylan's coin, struck boldly the cash register. It clanged. Clock clacked. Fair one of Egypt teased and sorted in the till and hummed and handed coins in change. Look to the west. A clack. For me.
What time is that? Asked Blazes Boylan. 4?
O'clock.
Lenehan, small eyes a-hunger on her humming, bust a-humming, tugged Blazes Boylan's elbow sleeve. Let's hear the time, he said. The bag of Goulding Collis Ward led Bloom by rye-bloom-flowered tables. Aimless, he chose with agitated aim. Ball Pat attending, a table near the door.
Be near. At 4. Has he forgotten? Perhaps a trick. Not come. Wet appetite. I couldn't do. Wait. Wait.
Pat, waiter, waited. Sparkling bronze, azure-eyed, blazure, sky-blue bow and eyes.
Go on, pressed Lenehan. There's no one. He never heard.
To Flora's lips did high.
High, a high note pealed in the treble clear. Bronze Deuce, communing with her rose, that sank and rose, sought Blazes Boylan's flower and eyes. Please, please, he pleaded over returning phrases of avowal.
I could not leave thee.
Afterwits, Miss Deuce promised coyly. No, now, urged Lenehan.
Sonne la cloche. Oh, do. There's no one.
She looked, quick. Miss Ken out of earshot. Sudden bent, two kindling faces watched her bend.
Quavering, the chords strayed from the air, found it again. Lost chord, and lost, and found it, faltering.
Go on, do. Sonne.
Bending, she nipped a peak of skirt above her knee, delayed, taunted them still, bending, suspending, with wilful eyes.
Sonne!
Smack! She set free sudden in rebound, her nipped elastic garter, smack warm against her smackable, a woman's warm hose tie.
La cloche!
Cried gleeful Lenehan. Trained by owner, no sawdust there. She smiled, smirked, supercilious. Wept, aren't men? But lightward gliding, mild, she smiled on Boylan. You're the essence of vulgarity, she in gliding said. Boylan eyed, eyed. Tossed to fat lips his chalice, drank off his chalice, tiny, sucking the last fat violet syrupy drops. His spellbound eyes went after her gliding head as it went down the bar by mirrors. Gilded arch for ginger ale, hock and claret glasses shimmering. A spiky shell, where it concerted, mirrored, bronze with sunnier bronze. Yes, bronze from a nearby.
Sweetheart, goodbye.
I'm off, said Boylan with impatience.
He slid his chalice brisk away, grasped his change.
Wait a shake, begged Lenehan, drinking quickly. I wanted to tell you. Tom Rochford, come on to Blazes. Said Blazes Boylan, going.
Lenehan gulped to go.
Got the horn or what? He said. Wait, I'm coming.
He followed the hasty creaking shoes, but stood by nimbly by the threshold, saluting forms, a bulky with a slender.
How do you do, Mr. Dollard?
Eh? How do? How do?
Ben Dollard's vague bass answered, turning an instant from Father Cowley's woe.
He won't give you any trouble, Bob.
Alf Bergen will speak to the Longfellow. We'll put a barley straw in that Judas Iscariot's ear this time. Sighing, Mr. Dedalus came through the saloon, a finger soothing an eyelid.
Oh-ho, we will,
Ben Dollard yodeled jollily.
Come on, Simon, give us a ditty. We heard the piano.
Ball Pat, bothered waiter, waited for drink orders. Power for Richie. And Bloom?
Oh, let me see. Not make him walk twice, his corns. Four now. How warm this black is. Coarse nerves a bit. Refracts, is it heat? Oh, let me see. Cider. Yes, bottle of cider.
What's that? Mr. Dedalus said. I was only vamping, man.
Come on, come on, Ben Dollard called. Be gone, dull care. Come, Bob.
He ambled, Dollard, bulky slops, before them.
Hold that fellow with the...
Hold him now, into the saloon. He plumped him, Dollard, on the stool. His gouty paws plumped cords, plumped, stopped abrupt. Ball Pat, in the doorway, met Telus Gold, returning. Bothered, he wanted power and cider. Bronze by the window, watched, bronze from afar. Jingle, a tinkle jaunted. Bloom heard a jing, a little sound. He's off. Light sob of breath, Bloom sighed on the silent, blue-hued flowers.
Jingling. He's gone. Jingle. Here.
Love and war, Ben, Mr. Dedalus said. God be with old times. Miss Deuce's brave eyes, unregarded, turned from the cross-blind, smitten by sunlight. Gone. Pensive.
Who knows?
Smitten. The smiting light. She lowered the drop-blind with a sliding cord. She drew down, pensive.
Why did he go so quick when I...
About her bronze, over the bar where Bald stood by Sister Gold. Inexquisite contrast, contrast inexquisite, non-exquisite. Slow, cool, dim, sea-green, sliding depth of shadow, O de Neil. Poor old Godwin was the pianist that night, Father Cowley reminded them. There was a slight difference of opinion between himself and the Collard Grand.
There was.
A symposium all his own, Mr. Dedalus said. The devil wouldn't stop him. He was a crotchety old fellow in the primary stage of drink.
God, do you remember?
Ben Bulky Dollard said, turning from the punished keyboard.
And by japers, I had no wedding garment.
They laughed, all three. He had no wed. All trio laughed. No wedding garment.
Our friend Bloom turned in handy that night, Mr. Dedalus said. Where's my pipe, by the way?
He wandered back to the bar to the lost cord pipe. Ball Pat carried two diners' drinks, Richie and Poldy, and Father Cowley laughed again.
I saved the situation, Ben, I think.
You did, averred Ben Dollard.
I remember those tight trousers, too.
That was a brilliant idea, Bob.
Father Cowley blushed to his brilliant purply lobes. He saved the situa, tight trow, brilliant-eyed.
I knew he was on the rocks, he said.
The wife was playing the piano in the coffee palace on Saturdays, for a very trifling consideration. And who was it gave me the wheeze she was doing the other business? Do you remember? We had to search all Hollis Street to find them till the chap in Kyo's gave us the number. Remember? Ben remembered, his broad visage wondering. By God, she had some luxurious opera cloaks and things there. Mr. Dedalus wandered back, pipe in hand. Merrion Square style, ball dresses, by God, and court dresses. He wouldn't take any money either. What? Any God's quantity of cocked hats and boleros and trunk hose, what?
Aye, aye, Mr. Dedalus nodded. Mrs. Marion Bloom has left off clothes of all descriptions.
Jingle jaunted down the quays, blazes sprawled on bounding tyres. Liver and bacon, steak and kidney pie. Right, sir, right. Pat.
Mrs. Marion. Met in pike houses. Smell of burn. A Paul de Cock. Nice name, he.
What's this her name was? A buxom lassie. Marion Tweedy. Yes. Is she alive? And kicking? She was a daughter of the regiment. Yes, begad, I remember the old drum major.
Mr. Dedalus struck, whizzed, lit, puffed savoury puff after.
Irish? I don't know, faith. Is she Simon?
Puff after stiff, a puff, strong, savoury, crackling.
Buccinate her muscle is... What? Bit rusty. Oh, she is, my Irish Molly O.
He puffed a pungent, plumy blast.
From the Rock of Gibraltar, all the way.
They pined in depth of ocean shadow, gold by the beer pull, bronze by maraschino. Thoughtful all too. Mina Kennedy, 4 Lismore Terrace, Drumcondra, with Idolores, a queen, Dolores, silent. Pat served, uncovered dishes. Leopold cut liver slices. As said before, he ate with relish the inner organs, nutty gizzards, fried cod's roes, while Richie Goulding Collis Ward ate steak and kidney. Steak, then kidney. Bite by bite of pie he ate. Bloom ate. They ate. Bloom with Goulding, married in silence, ate. Dinners fit for princes.
By Bachelor's Walk, jog jaunty jingled blazes boilin' bachelor, in sun, in heat, mare's glossy rump a trot, with flick of whip, unbounding tyres, sprawled, warm-seated, boilin' impatience, ardent, bold.
Horn, have you the... Horn, have you the... Horn.
Over their voices, dollard bassooned attack, booming over bombarding chords.
When love absorbs my ardent soul.
Roll of Bensoul Benjamin rolled to the quivery, love-shivery roof panes.
War, war, cried Father Cowley. You're the warrior.
So I am, Ben Warrior laughed. I was thinking of your landlord, love or money.
He stopped. He wagged huge beard, huge face over his blunder huge.
Sure you'd burst the tympanum of her ear, man, Mr. Dedalus said, through smoke aroma, with an organ like yours.
In bearded, abundant laughter, dollard shook upon the keyboard.
He would.
Not to mention another membrane, Father Cowley added.
Half time, Ben. Amoroso ma non troppo. Let me there.
Miss Kennedy served two gentlemen with tankards of cool stout, She passed a remark. It was indeed, first gentleman said, beautiful weather. They drank cool stout. Did she know where the Lord Lieutenant was going? And heard steel hoofs ring hoof ring? No, she couldn't say. But it would be in the paper. Oh, she need not trouble. No trouble. She waved about her outspread independent, searching. The Lord Lieutenant. Her pinnacles of hair slow moving. Lord Lieutenant. Too much trouble, first gentleman said. Oh, not in the least. Where he looked at Lord Lieutenant, gold by bronze, heard iron steel. My ardent soul, I care not for the morrow. In liver gravy, bloom, mashed potatoes. Love and war, someone is. Ben Dollard's famous. Night he ran round to us to borrow a dress suit for that concert. Trousers tight as a drum on him. Musical porkers. Molly did laugh when he went out. Threw herself back across the bed, screaming, kicking, with all his belongings on show. Oh, saints above, I'm drenched. Oh, the women in the front row. Oh, I'd never laugh so many. Well, of course, that's what gives him the bass battle tone. For instance, eunuchs. Wonder who's playing. Nice touch. Must be Cowley. Musical. Knows whatever note you play. Bad breath he has, poor chap. Stopped. Miss Douce, engaging, Lydia Douce, bowed to suave solicitor George Lidwell, gentleman entering. Good afternoon, she gave her moist, a lady's hand to his firm clasp. Afternoon, yes, she was back, to the old ding-dong again. Your friends are inside, Mr. Lidwell. George Lidwell, suave, solicited, held a Lydia hand. Jingle. Bloom ate Liv, as said before. Clean here, at least. That chap in the Burton, gummy with gristle. No one here. Goulding and I. Clean tables, flowers, mitres of napkins. Pat to and fro. Ball pat. Nothing to do. Best value in dub. Piano again. Cowley it is. Way he sits into it. Like one together. Mutual understanding. Tiresome shapers scraping fiddles. I on the bow end. Sawing the cello. Remind you of toothache. Her high long snore. Night we were in the box. Trombone under, blowing like a grampus, between the acts. Other brass chap unscrewing, emptying spittle. Conductor's legs too. Bags trousers, jiggity jiggity. Do right to hide them. Jiggity jingle, jaunty jaunty. Only the harp. Lovely. Gold, glowering light. Girl touched it. Poop of a lovely. Gravy's rather good, fit for a golden ship. Aaron. The harp that once or twice. Cool hands. Ben Hoth. The rhododendrons. We are their harps. I, he, old,
young.
I couldn't, man, Mr. Dedalus said, shy, listless, strongly.
Go on, blast you,
Ben Dollard growled.
Get it out in bits.
Mapari, Simon, Father Cowley said. Downstage he strode some paces, grave, tall in affliction, his long arms outheld. Hoarsely the apple of his throat hoarsed softly. Softly he sang to a dusty seascape there. A last farewell. A headland, a ship, a sail upon the billows. Farewell. A lovely girl, her veil a wave upon the wind, upon the headland, wind around her. Cowley sang.
Mapari, tout amor, il mio sguardo l'incontro.
She waved, unhearing Cowley. Her veil to one departing, dear one, to wind, love, speeding sail, return.
Go on, Simon. Sure my dancing days are done, Ben. Well,
Mr. Dedalus laid his pipe to rest beside the tuning fork and, sitting, touched the obedient keys.
No, Simon, Father Cowley turned. Play it in the original, one flat.
The keys, obedient, rose higher. Told, faltered, confessed, confused. Upstage strode Father Cowley.
Here, Simon, I'll accompany you, he said. Get up.
By Graham Lemon's pineapple rock, by Elvery's elephant, jingly jogged. Steak, kidney, liver, mashed. At meat fit for princes sat princes Bloom and Goulding. Princes at meat they raised and drank. Power and cider.
Most beautiful tenor air ever written, Ritchie said. Sonambula. He heard Joe Mass sing that one night. Ah, what, McGuckin? Yes, in his way, choir boy style. Mass was the boy. Mass boy. A lyrical tenor, if you like. Never forget it, never.
Tenderly, Bloom, over liverless bacon, saw the tightened feature strain.
Backache, bright's bright eye. Next item on the programme, paying the piper. Pills, pounded bread, worth the guinea a box. Stave it off a while. Sings too, down among the dead men. Appropriate. Kidney pie, sweets to the... Not making much hand of it. Best value in... Characteristic of him. Power. Particular about his drink. Flaw in the glass. Fresh Vartree water. Fecking matches from counters to save. Then squander a sovereign in dribs and drabs. And when he's wanted, not a farthing. Scrooge refusing to pay his fare. Curious types.
Never would Ritchie forget that night, as long as he lived, never, in the gods of the old royal with Little Peak. And when the first note... Speech paused on Ritchie's lips.
Coming out with a whopper now. Rhapsodies about damn all. Believes his own lies. Does, really. Wonderful liar. But want a good memory.
Which air is that?
Asked Leopold Bloom.
All is lost now.
Richie cocked his lips apout. A low, incipient note, sweet banshee, murmured.
All.
A thrush, a throstle, his breath bird's sweet.
Good teeth he's proud of.
Fluted with plaintive woe.
Is lost. Rich sound.
Two notes in one there.
Blackbird I heard in the Hawthorn Valley. Taking my motives he twined and turned them. All, most too new call, is lost. In all. Echo. How sweet the answer. How is that done? All lost now. Mournful he whistled. Fall. Surrender. Lost.
Bloom bent Leopold ear, turning a fringe of doily down under the vase.
Order. Yes, I remember. Lovely air. In sleep she went to him. Innocence in the moon. Brave. Don't know their danger. Still hold her back. Call name. Touch water.
Jingle jaunty.
Too late. She longed to go. That's why. Woman. As easy stop the sea. All is lost.
A beautiful air, said Bloom, lost Leopold. I know it well. Never in all his life had Richie Goulding.
He knows it well too, or he feels. Still harping on his daughter. Wise child that knows her father, Dedalus said. Me?
Bloom askance over Livelous saw.
Face of the all is lost. Rollicking Richie once. Jokes old stale now. Wagging his ear. Napkin ring in his eye. Now begging letters he sends his son with. Cross-eyed Walter, sir, I did, sir. Wouldn't trouble, only I was expecting some money. Apologize. Piano again. Sounds better than the last time I heard. Tuned, probably.
Stopped again. Dollard and Cowley still urge the lingering singer out with it.
With it, Simon! It, Simon! Ladies and gentlemen, I am most deeply obliged by your kind solicitations. It, Simon!
I have no money, but if you will lend me your attention, I shall endeavour to sing to you of a heart bowed down.
By the sandwich bell in screening shadow, Lydia, her bronze and rose, a lady's grace gave and withheld. As in cool Glaucus Odinil, Mina, to tankards too, her pinnacles of gold. The harping chords of prelude closed. A chord, long-drawn, expectant, drew a voice away.
When first I saw that form endearing,
Richie turned.
Sigh Daedalus's voice, he said.
Brain-tipped, cheek touched with flame, they listened, feeling that flow endearing, flow over skin limbs, human heart, soul spine. Bloom signed to Pat. Bald Pat is a waiter hard of hearing, to set ajar the door of the bar.
The door of the bar. So, that will do.
Pat, waiter,
waited, waiting to hear, for he was hard of hear by the door.
Sorrow from me seemed to depart.
Through the hush of air a voice sang to them, low, not rain, not leaves, in murmur, like no voice of strings or reeds, or what do you call them, dulcimers, touching their still ears with words, still hearts of their each, his remembered lives. Good, good to hear, sorrow from them each seemed to from both depart when first they heard. When first they saw, lost Richie, Poldie, mercy of beauty, heard from a person wouldn't expect it in the least. Her first merciful, love-soft, oft-loved word. Love that is singing, love's old sweet song. Bloom unwound slowly the elastic band of his packet. Love's old sweet sonne la gold. Bloom wound a skein round four forked fingers, stretched it, relaxed, and wound it round his troubled double, fourfold, in octave, jived them fast.
Full of hope and all delighted.
Tenors get women by the score. Increase their flow. Throw flower at his feet. When will we meet? My head, it simply jingle all delighted. He can't sing for tall hats. Your head, it simply swirls, perfumed for him. What perfume does your wife? I want to know. Jing, stop, knock. Lass look at mirror always before she answers the door. The hall. There? How do you? I do well there. What? Or? File of cashews. Kissing comfits in her satchel. Yes? Hands felt for the opulent. Alas, the voice rose, sighing, changed, loud, full, shining, proud.
But alas, 'twas idle dreaming.
Glorious tone he has still. Cork air softer, also their brogue. Silly man. Could have made oceans of money. Singing wrong words. Wore out his wife. Now sings. But hard to tell. Only the two themselves. If he doesn't break down. Keep a trot for the avenue. His hands and feet sing too. Drink. Nerves overstrung. Must be abstemious to sing. Jenny Lind, soup. Stock, sage, raw eggs, half pint of cream, for creamy, dreamy. Tenderness it welled, slow, swelling, full it throbbed. That's the chat. Ah, give, take, throb, a pulsing, proud, erect. Words, music? No, it's what's behind. Bloom, looped, unlooped, noded, disnoded. Bloom, flood of warm jam-jam, lick it up, secretness flowed to flow in music out. In desire, dark to lick, flow invading. Tipping her, tepping her, tapping her, topping her. Top, pause to dilate, dilating. Top, the joy, the feel, the warm, the... To pour o'er sluices, pouring gushes, flood, gush, flow, joy, gush, top, throb, now,
language of
love. Ray of hope
is beaming. Lydia for Lidwell squeak, scarcely hear, so ladylike the muse unsqueaked, a ray of hope.
Martha, it is. Coincidence. Just going to write. Lionel Song. Lovely name you have. Can't write. Accept my little pres. Play on her heartstrings. Purse strings, too. She's a... I called you naughty boy. Still the name. Martha. How strange. Today.
This ends Disc 15.